This is Passport to Texas. The Convention for the Protection of Migratory Birds, signed in 1916 between the U.S. and Great Britain, which signed for Canada, paved the way for the conservation of all migratory birds.
All birds out there except our upland game birds are covered underneath this act and this convention. It includes songbirds, doves, ducks, cranes, and it includes nearly all the birds that you see out in the landscape.
Sean Oldenberger is a migratory game bird biologist with Parks and Wildlife. Grassroots conservation efforts have been ongoing since the 19th century, but it wasn't until the convention, also known as the Migratory Bird Act, that meaningful protections were put into place.
A lot of these laws came forth in the 20th century, but these ideas have been around a long time. A lot of folks now are engaged in bird conservation. It's more out there. It's more, say, in your face. But there's a lot of groups out there doing a lot of good work. And a lot of this has spawned from 100 years ago from this convention.
Oldenberger says birds enrich our lives. We share the planet with them, and as such, we also share that which makes life possible.
We depend on water. We depend on air. We depend on resources, the same as birds. And so if folks start thinking about walking out of their house in the morning and seeing birds calling, you know, they can make that connection that we're all here, we're all depending on the same things, and birds play an integral part of our world.
The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.